struggle with some audio and stuff.
I don't think so.
Got me now?
It went back out.
I think you got me through this podium, Mike. Nope. You got me? Okay, let's go on. All right, so that song to me means so much because it tells us we have to start right here. And if you listen to the lyrics, and we were hoping to have the video this morning with it too, but if you actually go and you listen to the song,
services. Think about this for just a second. at you one day and hug your neck. I'm so thankful that you took the time to pray with me. That's what we do as Christians. That's what we do as God's people. That's exactly what we do. Now, last week, if you think about my sermon, I know all y'all remember it, but we said, don't let the tough times hold you down. Remember? We talked about our purpose, and I gave you five things about serving God and what the disciples did and the service of God, seeking God's kingdom, doing the Father's will. I'm just recapping. Finishing the divine test, completing the course joyfully, and being like Christ. Today, we're going to look at four more things because next week, we are going to have our Lord's Supper. Next Sunday, okay? Y'all brace yourselves. It's going to be, Brother Jerry, this is going to be a little different. But we're going to put them out at the tables at both ends. As you come in, you'll pick up your wafer in your cup. It's already sealed. You don't have to touch it. You know, that sort of, you just pick it up and go to your seat and you'll sit down. As simple as that. It's really a cool little thing. I did not know this existed. So this is going to be our first time doing it like this. But going back to my repentance and seeing how we are just like Christ, it says, repentance is when you start rethinking your life in order to match how Jesus thinks. Acts 3:19 says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Now this morning, I want you to take your Bibles and I want you to turn to Matthew 13. It's where we're going to begin today. A little bit of a extended opening, but I don't like how if we use the word, you know, and he makes the comment in there, we want our blessings in our pockets, which is so true so many times, but God gives us other blessings. Let me, before, while you're turning, you're holding your place at Matthew 13, let me tell you a story, and it didn't happen here. This is good, because Leslie did it to me this morning. Oh, so you got a new car. I like that. I was like, what? She's like, what do you drive? I see you driving out there. That's a nice car. I said, that ain't my car. That's Valerie's. That's Lance's wife's car. He took my truck to go down to Florida. I had somebody tell me one time, they said, preachers, this is, I think, at Big Bass or something. It was one of them things. Preacher's salary sure does pay good, man. I see you got that nice new truck right there. I said, what? Turned around, I looked, I said, you talking to me? Yeah, I sure am, man. That's a nice new truck. You must be making a killing over there. That's exactly what it sounded like. I said, that ain't my truck. I don't own a truck. I have nothing. I said, all I've got is, I said, my brother-in-law was gracious enough to give me one to drive. I call that a blessing from God, is what I call it. I said, that ain't mine. He just lets me use it. It goes right back. I don't have the insurance on it or nothing. It ain't mine. It's when people can see stuff and when they don't know the whole entire story is when we can get ourselves in trouble. Amen? We have to be careful when we do that. He says, look at what he says right here. We're going to go back to one of Jesus' parables is what we're going to look at. And this actually starts in Matthew 13, 24 is where it starts. It's the parable of the weeds. And we're going to read 24 through 30 together. Everybody there? Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. They grew up together. The owner's servant came to him and said, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, Lord, your word comes alive, Father God, when we just take the time to just read and slow down. Lord, each and every person in here is busy, and I know it, Lord. They run from can to can't, Father. I ask God that this morning that they just slow down, that they just think about your word, Lord, that, Lord, we just be together as one as we glorify your name. Lord, help us, Lord, when we don't always see what's right in front of us, Father. Forgive us, Lord, when we're hard-headed. Forgive us, Lord, when we're stubborn. But God, thank you, Lord, for saving us. Father, be with us as we study your word, as we look at your word, as we grow in your word. Father, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your name, amen. It's amazing how, I like how Jesus taught in parables, because it makes us look through the eyes of Jesus is what it does. And it makes us ask the question, what is our purpose as a church? This is a question I'd ask you today. What would Jesus see if he looked in our windows? What would he see? What are the types of things he would be happy about? And what are the kind of things that he might be sad about? That's some questions you have to see. And we also talk about the thing to always remember, do we need to change our perspective a lot of times? And all you do when you change your perspective is you change your point of view to maybe how you're viewing something. We see right there in Matthew 16, 13 through 16, we see the great confession. And Jesus asks him, he says, who do you say I am? And Peter says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Well, we see, second part, we see the great commandments in Matthew 22. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Look at the third thing, the great commission, Matthew 28. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus gives us exactly what to do as a church. But a lot of times we get so wrapped up, a lot of times we even forget to cross the street to help someone. That's what that song, when he was talking about in there, we want our missions overseas, but we wouldn't even cross the street to help somebody in need. A lot of times we always have to have those points ready. You know, on Wednesday night when I was sitting there, everything was normal. I was studying my Bible. I was in my quiet spot, and I was reading when the text came through about Hein. But I was ready. I was right in my word. I was ready. God calls each of us to just be ready for action, because things can change in the snap of fingers. You know that. Just like I do. The fourth thing right there is the great need for Jesus. We as God's people need Jesus. If you flip back to Matthew chapter 5, which is just a few little 8 chapters, okay? Look at what he says about the people in 5:1 through 10. His introduction to the Sermon on the Mount. This is the Beatitudes. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evils against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. When we change our perspective to what Jesus is seeing, we see things happening in our church. Think about that for a minute. We see things that are happening that are taking off right before us. Everybody feels in this church that we do, as a nation, turn back towards God, is what we do, is what each of us believe. Wholeheartedly, we think that, we know that, that if we turn from our wicked ways and repent and turn back to Jesus Christ, our nation would flip. It would flip. Amen. There's no doubt about it, it would. That's what we need to be doing. God uses us as seeds to be planting, is what he's doing. Don't ever forget that. That is your purpose. As a church, we plant. I'm so proud of us and our missions and the things we take up for and the things we're able to do is amazing in my eyes. You people are wonderful at that. But that's us as a group, as a church. When you go out individually, how are we still planting those seeds? Because what if the church on Sunday was still the church on Monday? That's what he's saying in that song, that we need to always be ready. Think of four things, the four things that happens. Spiritual transformation. Members becoming more like Christ is exactly what happens. Your second thing. Numbers grow. Members are reaching more people for Christ. And this is all when we just have the perspective of Jesus. Just the perspective of Jesus. Third thing, ministry expansion. Members are serving more in the name of Christ. Has anybody found it a little bit, not funny, but has anybody found it a little bit amazing that we've had visitors in both services during this pandemic? That's kind of strange. A lot of people, a lot of the churches that I've talked to are saying the same thing, that I'm missing half of my people. I said, I'm missing some, but amen, praise God, we're doing good. I like them, you know, we're 70s. That's about right where we were. So, yes, we are missing still a few, but God's blessing us. Think about the fourth thing. Kingdom advancement is what it is. Members have more of Jesus' heart for the world. Think about that. More of Jesus' heart for the world. Look at what, go back, Matthew 13 right here. Look at what 36 says. He actually explains the parable of the weeds. Picking up Matthew 13, 36, he says, then he left the crowd and he went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. Jesus answered, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The field is the world. Think about how big our field is. Everybody in here has planted a garden before. And if you've done a 1 acre garden, God bless your heart. That's huge. I did like a 10 by 10 and me and Anna struggled to keep up with it. Right? You've seen like Greg Harden's big, beautiful, luscious garden. He puts flowers on the outside. I'm like, I don't know how you do it. But you know what he does? I've been to his house and I've seen him. He's got a hoe out there every evening. And he walks with that hoe and he knocks those weeds out and pushes them out of the way. He tends to it is what he does. Do we need tending to also as God's people? Amen, we do. That's the Holy Spirit talking to us and correcting us. That's the same thing he's doing. He's weeding it away. Keep going right there and look at what it says. Sorry, Greg, that just popped up on me though. The weeds are the people. It says the field is the world and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The seeds, the weeds, are the people of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Man, God's word is so alive and active today, because when we look at the parable of the weeds, we see it in our own lives. We see it in our world, that it's where it's at and where it's happening. You know, the first thing that took me, that I underlined in this when I first started studying this passage, but while everyone was sleeping in verse 25, he didn't even know that it had happened. It was right there upon him. Now, 44 and 45 right there, the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. What's the most excited you have ever been about something? Think back for just a minute. Now, I'm gonna recall something that maybe you experienced. Leslie, you probably did. But when I was a little boy, I used to have to go to the commissary with my mother every single Saturday. Every Saturday. And my treat was, when we got to the cereal aisle, I got to pick out the box of cereal. That was my treat. And I would walk through that big old long cereal aisle, and I would look and look and look and look. But you know what I was looking for? Anybody know? Who said it? I was looking for the prize in the box is what I was looking for. That's what I was seeing. Who had the best prize? Because they used to come in a little old wrapper, and they'd be buried in the cereal. Thank goodness we didn't deal with COVID back then, because my whole family would have been down, because I didn't wash my hands before I stuck it in there. So I would pick out, I would find that special prize that I wanted. And it didn't matter if it was Fruity-O's or Coke-O's or Fruit Loops or Honey Frosted Sugar Wheats. I got that box, and boy, I was going to have that little bouncy ball with twigs or whatever, because I was pumped up about it. And then I would take it, and I would hold it tightly and put it into the grocery cart, and we would finish the grocery shopping while I was eyeing that box the whole time. We'd go up and check out. I would still eye it. I memorized which bag it went into. I was serious about this prize now. And then the guy would take the groceries out to the car. It was almost like I would know which bag was in there. We would drive home, unload the groceries. The first thing I would do is grab the cereal, open up the box, tear it open, and Mother was kind enough to let me go after the prize. I did not dump the cereal out. I stuck my hand right into the box. I would shake it. I would find it. I would pull it out. I have retrieved my prize for the week. And I was pumped. Most of the time, it would probably have broken and fallen apart. We all know that. But the point was, I was excited about it. When we read the parable of the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, it's something to get excited about, that you have found Jesus and that you have accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, that you are ready to plant seeds for him. When the things they talk about between Rick Warden, we repent, we turn, is what we do. We turn from sin and self, and we turn towards Christ, is what we do. Think about that for a minute. Things happen to us all the time. And most of the times, we blame ourselves. And that stuff we hold on to that we don't need to hold on to, that we need to let go because God's got it. It's gone. There's nothing else we can do besides keep our eyes on what's right in front of us. He does the same thing in 45 right there. He says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. What would it look like to sell every single thing you have? Think about that. Oh, you're in it to win it then. That prize is that great. The best part about it is, it's a free gift that Jesus offers each and every one of us when we accept Him, when we know Him, when we long to spend time with Him. Always. Romans 9:10 tells us, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. Think about that. Today, I hope you're searching for God's perspective on your life and not your own. Because a lot of times we can get twisted up and tangled up in the things and what we call of maybe thinking right, but knowing all along God's got us. He has a plan for us. Parables are a wonderful way that we can see things in action that we can see that we understand, especially with the weeds and especially with the people accepting Christ. We can come up together. At the end, sin is sin. And I know, I pray that everyone has taken that step to accept Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. If you haven't, please do it today. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you, Lord, so much for your word. And dear Lord, Father, forgive me when I fumble your words, Lord. By no means any of us in here are perfect, God. We just want to do the will of you, Father. We want to scatter as many seeds as possible, Lord. We want to be the light that you call us to be in a dark world. We want to be the example you want us to be, Father. We want to be able to look through your eyes, God, and not through our own. Father, not let it be about us, but let it be about you, Lord, and what we could do for you. Lord, I thank you, God, for each and every person that is in here this morning. I thank you, Lord, for Miss Dot and her visiting this morning. I pray, God, that you be with everybody that we mentioned on our prayer list. You be with us as a church, Father God, as we keep our eyes on you, as we keep looking up, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Sister Leslie.